The October Surprise. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Every 4 years, we await the traditional October Surprise right before the big election. And this year, we already know what it's going to be, because a judge on Monday ordered the State Department to expedite the release of those 14,900 emails that the FBI discovered during its autopsy of Hillary Clinton's storage system. The exact date hasn't been set, but it's going to happen in early October. So, I ran a little experiment using one of the already released emails, which I found pretty much at random. It's an exchange dated December 30th, 2010, between Cheryl Mills, Mrs. Clinton's secretary, and David Kendall, her attorney. Mills was forwarding a news item about a bank robbery in which the culprit, who escaped with the cash, wore a Hillary Clinton mask. Mr. Kendall, the attorney, responded, quote, "She does have an alibi, I presume," to which Cheryl Mills responds, quote, "One never knows." Mills then forwards the article to Hillary herself, who responds, "As for my alibi, let's just say it depends on the snow and the Secret Service," unquote. Well, I quickly surmised they were only joking. But it still took about 3 minutes to go through the whole thing. So based on that, I calculate one could get through the 14,900 emails by reading for 31 days straight through without sleeping. And I expect that the millions of voters who refuse to trust the mainstream media to cover this story are even now clearing their calendars for October so they can do exactly that. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.